On the map, the North African nation of Sudan is about as far away from Anchorage as you can get. The weather and the landscape are worlds apart, too. But a growing number of refugees from southern Sudan are living in the city, and they're working to keep their children connected to their homeland with language classes several nights a week. APRN's Annie Feit has this story as part of the Changing Faces of Alaska, an occasional series on the diversification of the 49th state.
In a small classroom in a Baptist church in Anchorage, teacher Mading Bol asks for volunteers to read a short passage in Nuer, his native language. Three kids up front leap out of their chairs to get Bol's attention. But he calls on a quieter student sitting farther back.
You will be next, okay?
It's a short story about a man and a woman who milk a cow, and it paints a picture of a life these kids have never known. They were born in the U.S., most of them in Omaha, Nebraska. Their parents were resettled there in the 90s after fleeing civil war in Sudan and enduring 10 to 15 years in refugee camps in Africa. Mading Bol has seven children, and they were all born in the U.S. He says his 12-year-old daughter, Nagua, is typical of all his kids.
You know, when she was 2, 3, 4 years old, she speak very good Nuer. When she went to school, she lost it all. And now, you know, I cannot communicate with her well in Nuer. She forced me to go and speak in English.
It's a common story among the Sudanese in Anchorage. So last summer, Bol and other leaders in the Sudanese community decided to start the language classes. He says the classes also help the kids stay connected to relatives back home in Sudan.
Because sometimes when we talk to our brothers, they say, can I talk to your children? You know, when you give the telephone to your children, they don't understand their uncles over there. They think like our kids are lost.
Daniel Gottcote is another teacher here. He has six daughters, and they all have trouble communicating with his wife.
Example, my wife, she doesn't speak good English. How can a parent live with the children, and they are their children, and they don't understand their parent?
There are now about 1,000 refugees from southern Sudan living in Anchorage. They make up the largest refugee group from Africa and Alaska. Gottcote arrived in the city in 2008. Like many Sudanese here, he left Nebraska when the economy went sour, hoping to find oil field work on Alaska's North Slope.
That's why we move over here. Some of people, they want to work at North Slope.
The oil companies weren't hiring, so instead, Gottcote found a good job with the Anchorage School District as a language and cultural liaison. But Gottcote's real passion is teaching Nuer three nights a week. On this night, there are about 30 students divided among three classrooms. The oldest kids sit at long tables in a sunny room in the front of the church. They repeat phrases their teacher calls out. Fifth grader Teach Wall was born in New York a few months after her family arrived in the U.S.
I would have been born in Africa if we just like stayed there for like another 3 or 4 months.
Teach says the classes are helping her communicate better with her mom.
Well, when I talk, like I talk in Nuer and English mixed up. Like if I were to say a word, I would say, and then after I like to say a sentence in Nuer, I'd put a little bit of English in it.
The classes are also helping Teach feel connected to the place her parents are from. She wrote a report this spring on South Sudan for her elementary school class. She says she's seen videos from the country, but can't quite picture what it looks like. She does know one thing, though. It's hot in Sudan, a big contrast to her life here.
I don't like snow because it's cold and freezing.
That's an opinion that's widespread among the kids and adults at the language class. And the younger students waste no time bringing the subject up when I ask them if they like living in Anchorage.
It's too snowy.
Yeah, it's too wetty.
I mean, too rainy.
And it's too cold.
So how come you don't like the snow? I thought all kids like the snow.
No, because
snow's too cold. It gets in your shoes. And it gets
you frostbite. I like snow because when snow's not dirty, I eat it.
But then a student points out that it's fun to make snowmen, and another says snow angels are great. Another says they like snowball fights, and pretty soon it seems like their adopted home may not be so bad after all. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.